primary polls are open.
We're going to do very, very well here in New Hampshire.
And the stakes are high.
We got to unify and get to work right away.
13th U.S. coronavirus case.
Mistakenly released from isolation.
New script in the case against an actress.
This resume is the smoking gun.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Manchester, New Hampshire. The first votes have been cast in the first-in-the-nation primary, and in tiny Dixville Notch, an upset.
One vote for Buttigieg, and one vote for Sanders, and two write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg.
Bloomberg isn't on the New Hampshire ballot. Pre-election polls indicate Democrats here are likely to lean towards Bernie Sanders.
Let's win this thing. Let's transform America.
4 years ago, Sanders beat Hillary Clinton here in New Hampshire by more than 20 points. Pete Buttigieg is hoping to make this race more interesting.
New Hampshire, I believe you will help make me the next president of the United States.
Amy Klobuchar is hoping to capitalize off of what her team has called Clomentum after a strong debate performance last week.
Let's surprise the nation. Let's get this done.
Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren have struggled in their efforts to emerge from the pack. WCBS Radio's Steve Burns is taking the pulse of the people at a diner in Manchester.
There is a palpable sense of relief that the day that's been circled on the calendar here for so long has finally arrived.
Finding that balance, you know, electability versus quality.
It's a thought that many voters like Herb have been battling with. How much to set aside personal preferences in search of unity. He says he's settling on Amy Klobuchar.
She has the experience. She knows how Congress works, and she's been very, very effective.
It's a job New Hampshire voters take seriously, with turnout routinely leading the nation above 40%.
CBS News Elections and Surveys Director Anthony Salvanto notes this is an open primary.
Independents can vote here, so you're going to get a mix. It can be as much as 40%, maybe more, of folks who are registered or consider themselves independents, and then the rest Democrats.
At a rally here in Manchester last night, President Trump urged his supporters to jump into the Democratic primary and choose the weakest candidate.
My only problem is I'm trying to figure out who is their weakest candidate. I think they're all weak.
Polls close across the state by 8 p.m. Eastern. Steve?
Well, the World Health Organization is huddling today with outside health experts in a bid to fast-track tests, drugs, and vaccines that might help in the battle against the deadly coronavirus. China now says the death toll there tops 1,000. There are more than 43,000 cases worldwide. CBS's Carter Evans says there's a brand new case here in the U.S., a person released from quarantine after first testing negative.
The 13th case of coronavirus was confirmed in San Diego, a patient who arrived on a U.S. chartered flight last week. Around the world, fears of transmitting the coronavirus are growing by the day. In Beijing, officials ordered citizens coming back from the epidemic zones to quarantine themselves for at least 2 weeks. In Hong Kong, authorities evacuated a residential high-rise after two tenants who live on different floors contracted the virus. Thousands of others remain quarantined on military bases.
And Japan is considering a new round of tests on the 3,700 passengers on a cruise ship. Dozens of them, including some Americans, are already confirmed cases. Well, the numbers just keep growing from the Pentagon in the aftermath of Iran's retaliatory missile attack on a U.S. military base in Iraq last month. CBS's Cammy McCormick on the increase in diagnosed cases of traumatic brain injury.
There have been 45 new cases since the last report, numbering 109 now. The Pentagon is stressing that nearly 70% have returned to duty, but at least 5 are still being evaluated, and more than 20 have been returned to the U.S. for treatment.
In an Instagram post, Kobe Bryant's widow Vanessa says she wishes this nightmare would be over. She says it's hard to process the loss of Bryant and her 13-year-old daughter. She says she's praying for all the victims in last month's deadly helicopter crash. Harvey Weinstein's defense team is expected to call the former agent of one of his accusers at his rape trial today. Thomas Richards was in New York with her at the time the alleged attack took place. Yesterday, a Mexican model denied an accuser's claim that she stood by and did nothing while a Weinstein assault took place. Prosecutors in the college admissions scandal have released a resume that they say details the fake sports accolades of the daughter of actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, who both face charges. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The bogus document details an elaborate list of rowing accomplishments, including gold medals and top 15 finishes in the head of the Charles Regatta in Boston, one of rowing's most prestigious events. It even claims, quote, her sister is currently on our roster and fills the position in our number 4 boat. The couple says they did nothing wrong and the $500,000 they paid was merely a donation. Their trial is set to start in October.
A new report this morning looks at the impact time spent on social media is having on teenagers. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The review of past research finds more than 2 hours of social media use a day is linked with higher rates of depression and suicidal thoughts in girls.
I become more isolated when I'm on social media.
17-year-old Maya Bell sums it up.
Even though it's supposed to be like a connector, it's honestly very isolated.
Boys vulnerable too. Carol Dealey's 12-year-old took his life after online bullying.
And I think it's just terrible. I would not want to be a child right now.
The advice, don't ban, but do limit your teenager's time online and encourage more face-to-face social interaction. Steve?
Former big league pitcher Mike Bolsinger is suing the Houston Astros. He claims the sign-stealing scheme contributed to a bad 2017 relief performance that prompted the Toronto Blue Jays to exile him to the minors. Reports say Major League Baseball is looking to rev up postseason excitement.
Drive, base hit to right.
Considering adding more teams to the postseason, increasing from 10 to 14. Under the plan, the top team in each league gets a first-round bye. The division winner with the second-best record would get to choose its first-round opponent among the wild-card teams. Then the remaining division winner would select its foe. There'd be a TV show to promote that. The proposal still has to be negotiated with the players' union. At one New Jersey location, the virtual gambling world is coming face-to-face with the physical one. Casinos make a lot of money on slot machines, long considered the bread and butter of the industry. Now, Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino has unveiled slot machines that physically exist inside the casino, but can be played by gamblers over the internet. Hard Rock officials say it's an attempt to break through the psychological barrier that some gamblers have about online gambling. Here they can see a real physical machine as if they were sitting in front of it. Jim Shenevy, CBS News. TV ratings for the Oscars hit a new low. Nielsen says 23.6 million people tuned in, off 20% from a year ago. On TV tonight, a live episode of ABC's comedy The Conners, the Roseanne spinoff, will incorporate what's going on in the New Hampshire primary. One of the kids is doing a school report on it. That's the roundup for Stephen Portnoy in New Hampshire. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.